Now, we were talking this week about the people who have made complaints to the Commission for the Regulation of Utility about the fact that they didn't exactly get €200 of a credit on their electricity bills. It was because of the change in VAT. The VAT rate was reduced from 13.5% to 9% on the 1st of May, and the utility companies, in applying the credit, applied it at the new VAT rate of 9%, which meant that it wasn't the full 200. Well, one of our commenters on the comment line is James Murphy, who's with BillGeaney.ie. He's from Kenmare. He contacted us to point out a very important fact. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for joining us in the programme. You made the point, I suppose, about the, listen, you know, you only get the €192. You're one of those people that only got the €192 due to the VAT rate.
That's right, Jerry. That's right. I suppose, look, at BillGeaney.ie, we work with people's bills and we're looking at bills all the time. And in my own, I can't pull any strings in my own bill. I was one of the people that got the €192. Okay. So I suppose I've been looking at things since and kind of looking, trying to make sense of it and things like that. So I suppose the text I sent in to you yesterday, will I read that out or?
No, go through the point you're making about everyone's concentrating on the VAT and how it affected the €200 credit, but there is an upside, you're saying.
There is, yeah. I suppose there's, for me, there's two upsides, right? The first upside is that, look, it's a great complaint that the VAT rate, it has been actually reduced. That's what I do. So the VAT being reduced, it did end up with some people getting, and the exact figure is €192.08. Okay. But if we're to look at the bigger picture and not concentrate on that €7, right?
Yeah.
By the VAT rate being reduced, okay, each household in the country is probably going to save somewhere in the region of €60 over the next 6 months while the VAT rate is reduced until the 31st of October. Okay, so I suppose my point is kind of, rather than concentrating on the 792, I think we should be celebrating the VAT rate going down and us paying less effectively in our bills for the next 6 months.
Yeah, okay? So rather than thinking, James, that you're down your €7, you need to realise that you're up your 60, your €53, shall we say, between now and October.
Exactly. Like, it's a good thing that the VAT rate was reduced. Like, bringing in a thing like the government credit, it's not an easy thing to bring in. And the fact that the VAT rate changed right in the middle of when they were paying people on the bills, it did have an effect. But I think I can actually, last night, I actually sat down and crunched the numbers on it. So I think I can actually show you as well that the people that only got the €192 actually worked out better off. So,
really?
Do you have a pen and paper there, Jerry?
I do.
Yes.
Do you
have a pen and paper, right? We're going back to school, right? It's back to Master Murphy teaching years ago, right?
It is indeed.
With the pen and paper. And the listeners can do this too. Scribble down these figures here, actually, right? So I looked at my own bill, right? The bill we were talking about where I only got the 192. Okay. Now, first of all, write down dates, right? This is from the 4th of the 3rd. So the 4th of March. Up to the 12th of May, okay?
Okay.
This was my billing period. So, you know, it's over 69 days, so it's 2.5 months, okay? Now, the next figure I want you to write down there is 221.49. So €221.49.
Okay.
Okay. And under that, write down €19.93.
Okay.
And when we add those two together, right, that comes to €241.42. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Now, beside the other €221, I want you to write €221.49 again.
Okay.
Right? And instead, under that, you're going to write down 29.90.
Okay? 29.90, yeah. I have it all here.
And we're going to total 29.90, and we're going to total that together, and it's going to come up.
Sorry, James, I just lost you briefly there. What was the final total?
Final total was €251.39, Jerry.
Okay, €251.39.
Okay. Right. So, just to explain to you and to the listeners what we've done there, right, on the left-hand side, first of all, we worked out The 221.49, right, that was the total cost of my electricity during that period.
Right. Okay, I think we're actually losing James. We just lost you for a moment there. Can you hear me okay? No, I think we're going to try and get James back up on a better line, because just to get the clarity on that one, as we're talking with James Murphy, who contacted us, works for BillGenie.ie. It's a company that looks at your bills and tries to get them down and tries to go through them and trying to get you the best deal and all of that. He was contacting us about the point of the overall VAT rate and the differences therein and the savings that you can make or will make because of the 9% VAT rate rather than, I suppose, the 7% reduction. James Murphy is with us from BillGenie.ie, back on the line. James, you were talking about the two columns there. You 221.49. That was the total amount of electricity used in the 69 days of your bill. Then you had 19.93 and 241.42, 29.90 on the other side and 251.39. Tell us the difference.
Yep, perfect, Jerry. So what we're trying to show here is that the one on the left with the 9 is the 9% VAT rate, which I actually paid. And the one on the right, the larger figure, would be if I was on the 23% VAT rate. Now, yes. Remember, the VAT rate only changed on the 1st of May. But it meant that because the VAT rate is on my bill, right, all the electricity I used from the 4th of March onwards, I paid it all at 9% as opposed to 23%.
Okay. Even though it only changed during the 69 days, the last 13 days of the 69, or the last 11 days of 69 days.
Yeah. Exactly. But the whole bill, I actually saved 4.5% VAT on most of the units I used over the 2 months. Ah. Right? So if I look at, right, I was down €7.92 is what I may have been shortchanged with the VAT and the government credit, right? But I actually saved €9.97 on the VAT on the electricity, which I should have been paying 23% on. So I actually ended up €2.05 better off than if I was getting the full €200.
There you go.
You get me?
That is incredible. Incredible. That's the thing. And there's actually, look, there's a letter in the Irish Independent today from Tommy Roddy in Ballyban in County Galway. Number crunching a 200 bill credit isn't that taxing. People who complained about not receiving 200 credit electricity bill obviously weren't very good at maths at school, because the reduction in VAT, people are receiving an 192.8 in credit. However, in the older system with the higher VAT rate, they would receive 200 credit. The end result is the consumer is the same. If I'm selling something for 250 and I give you €100 off, you pay 150. However, if I sell you the same item for €200 and I give you €50 off, you pay 150. You have a right to complain in the second scenario if you only receive €50 off when the cost to you is the same of the first scenario. I think not, says Tommy. So look, there's a number of ways of looking at it, James, but I think your one is pretty clear. The VAT rate reduction is the big thing people need to be thinking of in this overall debate.
Yeah, and look, that's only my own personal bill, just speaking from my own experience, from my own bill. Obviously, I look at bills and I help people save money on them and things like that with BillGenie.ie, but this is just purely from my own personal point of view.
Yeah.
This is what happened to me. It ended up being €2.05 better off than if I did get the €200.
Yeah,
€200.
There you go. Fair point. You know? Listen, James, no doubt you're busy at the moment with the company in terms of everyone examining. There's a lot of changes coming. The PSO levy is going to go into negative territory. Now, there may be other costs that will unfortunately offset that saving, but there's a lot that's going to be changing on bills in the next 12 months.
There will, unfortunately, things aren't heading a great direction. But look, people can give themselves a chance, you know, touch base with us. We're a free service. We don't cost anything. And the worst we'd be saying to you is, look, we can save you money on your bill, or you're on a good rate already. Leave it as it is. You know, so everyone will get good news. We promise good news.
They certainly will. Listen, James, thanks a million for highlighting that for us on the programme this morning.
Thanks.
Great stuff. That's James Murphy from Kenmare with BillGenie.ie talking about the issue of the overall VAT picture reducing from down to 9%. If you have an opinion on that, a view on that point, get in touch with us on the show, 066 7123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300.